Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I am excited. I'm always excited about this program. It's a lot of fun. It's very interesting to do because we get to talk to a lot of wonderful guests and explore a lot of very relevant topics. And you don't get much more relevant to the world of finances as the issue and the challenges and the all of the things that relate to aging. And so the statistics are all over the place. We won't bury you with statistics today on the program, but you know, it wasn't long ago that baby boomers were turning 65, 10,000 a day retiring, and now baby boomers are hitting 70. And there are projections that by 2050, which sounds like, you know, some far-fetched science fiction futuristic thing, but it's just right around the corner, just, what's that, 34 years away, that 88 million Americans will be at least 65 years or older. So this is affecting all walks of life, but especially money. So we're very fortunate today to have Maggie Flowers on the line with us, Associate Director, National Council on Aging. And the website, you can check out a lot of great resources there at your convenience, ncoa.org, ncoa.org. So National Council on Aging, so that's the abbreviation there, ncoa.org. And so Maggie comes to us with a lot of experience over with the National Council on Aging, and she oversees their Economic Security Initiative, there you go, and the Center for Benefit Access and Benefit Enrollment Centers. And we're going to be talking about how those works and what's involved. And prior to that, she had been the interim director of Elder Economic Security and the initiative at the Wider Opportunity for Women. So a lot of great work in this area. She has her master's in public administration from Texas A&M University. So Maggie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Excellent. Hey, A&M, is that the one, is that Hook'em Horns?
No, it's Giga Maggie's.
Okay, all right. I confess I'm not really much of a sports fan, but I knew it had its own little expression. Okay. Well, listen, so much to talk about. Let's dive right in. From your convenient perch at the NCOA, the National Council on Aging, what are some of the biggest issues that your organization is seeing for seniors? I know it's economics has got to be a big one because it seems like every day we're seeing another statistic out there about the economic challenges that our retirees and seniors are facing.
Absolutely. We are seeing a variety of different types of issues. You know, NCOA focuses its work around healthy aging and economic security. So we're really working to make sure that older adults are able to stay safe and age securely in their own homes or wherever they would like to be in their community. But one of the biggest issues we've been seeing is that many people don't have enough money when they hit retirement.
Yeah.
It's a big issue. You know, by the time we hit retirement, we know exactly how much we will have.
Right.
You know,
it's no longer a mystery, is it?
Right. Exactly. I know you know as a financial planner, we know what we've saved. We know what our Social Security is. We know what pension we may or may not have access to.
Right.
But the big trick is that nobody knows how long they'll live.
Yeah, that's true. You know how much money you got, and you know how much income you may be having coming in from other sources like Social Security or a pension, but you don't know how long the other money, the lump sum, is going to last because you don't know your longevity. And you also can't predict some of the things that may come up in terms of emergencies or another big one I know that you're definitely tuned into, which is the cost of long-term care.
Absolutely. Long-term care and also just general health care, right?
Sure.
If you're managing a chronic disease or struggling with cancer or other illnesses that can be very expensive, there's no way of knowing what those true costs will be until you're right there in it, and it may be way more than the money you've been able to save.
Well, what are some of the initiatives that the NCOA has put forth to help seniors with these challenges? Education, awareness, tools that you have that could be of use to seniors to help them right where they are and start thinking and planning for these things?
We have a few different online resources that folks who are listening are able to take a look at. You can either look at them on your own or with the help of a loved one or caregiver. But the first I want to draw attention to is benefitscheckup.org.
Okay.
Benefits Checkup will help people look at all the different types of public and private resources that are available in the community to help people cover their basic expenses. So it's a wonderful resource that screens people for over 2,000 benefits.
Wow.
and then connects them with the application and the local offices there in their communities to complete an application.
So this would be for benefits that are already available out there that they just may not be aware of, some sort of income or a supplement or other benefits they may be able to access?
Absolutely. So it's things like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help cover food costs.
Okay.
Medicare savings programs to help cover the cost of Medicare. The low-income subsidy of Medicare Part D, which helps reduce the cost of prescription assistance.
Okay.
But also just many other things, property tax programs that are available on the county-by-county level in many communities. It really runs the gamut. It's really looking at all of those basic costs that people have and what public programs may be available to offset those costs.
Well, and we're not talking about a small dollar amount here. I pulled the website up while you were describing it, Maggie, and the benefits checkup, you've held right on the website, National Council on Aging, the benefits checkup program, over 5 million people have been able to find over almost $17 billion worth of benefits.
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's a big number.
It's huge.
Good job.
Many people are leaving benefits on the table that they don't realize they're eligible for. And so that's why we've created this tool for an easy place for people to go and get screened for all of the benefits they may be eligible for. They don't have to navigate multiple service agencies. They can go to one spot and find them all.
Well, you know, there's always a couple of things going on when people look at benefits like this. They think about, well, you know, I feel uncomfortable getting that or going somewhere or trying to get benefits. And maybe they're either shy or they're proud or they don't like the idea of it being something that might be feel like a handout, and they also or might simply be bothered by it, and then there are other people that are like, you know, golly, these benefits are out there, but you know they exist, and if your situation warrants, why not take advantage of that, because these are all legal, you know, available benefits that have been voted for, passed, and made available. So take advantage of them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there definitely is nothing wrong with that. And, you know, what we encourage people who are thinking about it, who may be eligible, to really look at it as, you know, they've paid into the system.
Yeah.
They've worked. They've put their dollars away. They've done everything that they can. And if they can't cover their basic costs, these programs are here to help. And we really encourage people, if they're eligible, to take advantage of them.
Yeah, don't wait. Go to the website, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss out on an opportunity. Even if you're a little unsure, you know, just explore it. Just find out more before you make a decision. You don't dismiss it out of hand. You may be more eligible than you realize. And that website, again, is for the benefit checkup, benefitcheckup.org, just like it sounds, benefitscheckup.org. And if you're just joining us, Maggie Flowers is our guest today. She is the Associate Director of National Council on Aging. And the main website, ncoa.org, for the National Council on Aging. Of course, a lot of wonderful resources there. We'll grab a quick break and we'll come right back with Maggie. First, a quick word from our sponsor. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice and Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Just ask a stockbroker or insurance agent how you should invest your money, and what do you think they would say? Unfortunately, if an advisor is limited in what he can offer, that advisor is often understandably biased. You need to ask questions like what products and services they can and cannot offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This PSA has been brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Hey, we're back. Maggie Flowers on the line with us, Associate Director, National Council on Aging, and we're talking about not only the obvious and significant impact that aging has on our finances and how all this is evolving with the growing number of retirees and those over 65 and some of the projections out there for it being a very large part of our population, but also how seniors can take advantage of programs that are available to their benefit. Again, as Maggie said, you've worked for it. Take advantage of these programs. Go to benefitscheckup.org, www.benefitscheckup.org, and see what's available that may fit your situation. Maggie, I wanted to kind of tie this right in. I know there's another initiative you have that is the economic checkup. So how is that different?
The economiccheckup.org website helps people scan for a variety of financial resources that may be available. So it builds on Benefits Checkup for people who are looking for benefits but also might want help with budgeting and money management, perhaps reconnecting with employment and training programs, or even looking to pay down some consumer credit or debt and get that sort of stuff under control. And so it's really meant to be a holistic economic website for folks to get quickly connected with a variety of resources in their community.
Excellent. So there are the resources there, and they can go in and they can, you know, click on the My Checkup and go in and actually start looking at different things that they might need to look at, you know, help people just kind of think through where they are and what they're doing and just to be able to figure things out.
Yes, we really want people to use this as a way to kind of build the framework for their financial education and really think through, you know, how do they avoid scams? How do they pull together all the pieces at their disposal to make sure that they're able to cover their full cost of living in retirement?
Excellent. Well, and back to the question we talked a little bit about earlier, but this all kind of ties in with the economic checkup that people are going to want to look at is debt. It, you know, we've got some pretty, what's the right word? Sobering. That's the word I want, Maggie. Sobering statistics out there about debt or people either that go into retirement with debt. It's not an unusual thing at all. And then also the number of people that arrive at retirement with little to no savings. And I just saw one that came out. And this may have been out for a little while, but, you know, we hear about the numbers being like a third don't have anything when they retire. But the projections are now that the folks now that are approaching retirement, you know, in their 50s, 50 to 59 or 51 to 59, 40% of them will arrive at retirement with no savings. So this is a combination of not having savings and there being significant debt. How are the numbers? I mean, you see this and you guys are aware of this with your organization. So what's your take on this?
We recently did a survey of all of our community-based partners across the country to find out what type of debt their clients had been struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And we coupled this with some research that we did that was publicly available. And what we found is that according to the Survey of Consumer Finances, older adult households with any debt has been on the rise. There's currently 61% of older adult households have some kind of debt that they're struggling with.
Is it usually housing debt or is it other forms of debt that related to medical costs or related to you know, credit cards, all of the above?
It's a variety. People definitely are entering retirement still carrying mortgages. But in our survey of our partners, what we found that many of the older adults they were working with there locally in their communities, it was medical debt. It was this whole thing we were talking about earlier is that you just don't know the unknown costs.
Yeah.
And as you're trying to cover your health care, it really adds up. You know, Medicare provides health care for all, but there's still out-of-pocket costs. And the Kaiser Family Foundation has found that the average annual out-of-pocket spending per person is more than $5,000 a year. So it really does add up.
Yeah, it does. You know, again, tied to this with the debt, I mean, there and these different statistics, it's just, I had saw on the website, Maggie, that economiccheckup.org, that you can go in and help a family member fill this out, and you can do it, you know, for the your mother or your father, whoever it is. So if they're not as comfortable on the computer, or they just don't know, maybe they need a little guidance, you can go through and then based on filling out this information, you can get linked and find resources that may help in certain specific areas with some of the things we just talked about.
Definitely. I would encourage folks who feel less comfortable with the internet to not be deterred by that. You're absolutely right. It's designed to work with a loved one, to work with an agency in the community that you could be working with to help you scan for these services and get connected.
That's excellent, Maggie. And, you know, another debt that has been on the rise that is, you know, at first blush, it seems like that doesn't make sense. But among seniors and the retiree population, a larger and larger percent of them have student loans they're on the hook for.
Right. That is something that continues to grow across the country. Everyone is struggling with it. It is a lesser problem for older adults. So for the people who are struggling with student debt, I know it's, you know, mounting concern for them. But, you know, debt across the board, not being able to cover basic expenses is a big issue.
Well, and where it ties in that I've seen and some of the statistics I've read, Maggie, is that because they may have co-signed for these student loans and other loans for children or grandchildren, that they end up being on the hook for it when the student can't get a job when they get out of college. And there was another statistic I read recently that is almost 40% of co-signed loans, the co-signer ends up having to being on the hook for it, having to make payments.
I know. It's definitely an issue. And when thinking about supporting grandchildren, of course, everyone wants to be able to do that, whether it's co-signing on a loan or providing some money to help them cover other costs or just a little bit of fun money. It's really important to think about your own financial security and your own financial plan to make sure that you can allow for that type of expense.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times that, you know, like you said, you know, parents, grandparents, if we'll talk, you know, whichever in this case, that they definitely want to help the child or the grandchild, but they need to think twice about how that might impact their own financial situation. I know you've got a specific section on the ncoa.org website, /senior debt, and there's a lot of information there that people can take advantage of and use to really just make sure they're considering all of their options.
Yeah, and on that website, people will see just how hard this is for folks who are struggling with debt. People are making some very difficult decisions, you know, not being able to cover the cost of their prescription and maybe cutting pills in half, which is detrimental to your health, avoiding social engagements because perhaps they can't get there or the cost of the event is too high.
That's true.
Foregoing home and vehicle repairs, which of course can be dangerous and could lead to a fall in the home, which has its own health consequences. So again, people are making impossible choices, trying to cover the cost of their debt, cover the cost of their basic living expenses, and make sure that they can age in a healthy way at home.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your efforts in helping to make this possible, Maggie. Maggie Flowers, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Director, National Council on Aging, ncoa.org. And then we've got those two other websites, the benefitscheckup.org and economiccheckup.org. Both great websites and resources. We're going to grab a quick break, a word from our sponsors, and be right back with Maggie. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Maggie Flowers on the line with me, Associate Director, National Council on Aging. And I've given you the website a few times. I'll give it to you one more time, ncoa.org. And Maggie, I want to come back and hit one more thing on the debt issue for seniors, and that, you know, sometimes when people do get themselves in a pickle and they say, you know, look, I got something's got to give. I've got to have some financial resources. They end up, you know, needing to borrow money. There's some choices sometimes that they have to make that are, let's just say, maybe not the most favorable to them. And one of them that we don't maybe hear about enough, although they are done, is the payday title loans. What's your take on that, and what are some of the concerns there?
The number of older adults taking out payday loans is on the rise. Mm. From 2007 to 2013, four times more older adult households reported turning to these types of quick predatory lending. And so we know that numerous studies have found that payday loans are often used by households with very low incomes and can trap people in a circle of debt where they get stuck taking out a new loan in order to pay off the prior loan and on and on and on. And so we are really asking that people, you know, think twice before using these types of products and look at other alternatives to make sure that they're getting into a product that makes the most sense for their needs.
That's good, Maggie. I mean, because, you know, you've got basically what it becomes a permanent form of very high cost debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, that's definitely a challenge. I know that another area that you have there with the National Council on Aging is you have a home equity initiatives that look at using home equity or how best to use home equity to maybe help with resolving other debt. And so, I mean, I know this is a major area of concern, is addressing these higher interest debt forms.
Right. And, you know, in talking about home equity or tapping into your equity, if necessary, it's really important there, too, to think about whether or not that's the best fit for you.
Absolutely.
And there are counseling programs where you can talk to folks to think through all of the options available and make sure that you're making the best decision. Because, as we mentioned earlier in the show, so many people have so little savings that
right.
most of their wealth are tied up in their homes. And so thinking about how to strategically use that asset
that's,
is really important.
Yeah, that's so good, Maggie. And, you know, you make the point that, you know, that everything is not for everybody, and there are, you know, ways to use and access home equity that might be appropriate for one person that would be completely inappropriate for another. And a lot has to do with how long you plan to stay in the home and your needs. And, you know, but I know the statistics also are pretty high that most retirees and seniors want to stay in their home long term. You know, they need to make it where it's age appropriate. You talked about, you know, people slipping in their homes and you know, things like that. So, you know, all of those things have to be considered to get the right, dial in the right solution with the right funding or the right kind of debt arrangement to, you know, to be able to live out your retirement years and not have this be a constant stress that hangs over your head.
Definitely. And we have a booklet that's available on our website if people are interested in learning more called Use Your Home to Stay at Home. That helps people walk through all these different types of scenarios and think about what makes sense for them.
I like that. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Use your home to stay at home. Okay, good. We'll definitely want people to take a look at that on the website and you know, address that. You know, another area that we thankfully have a little bit of time here left for, Maggie, is probably one of the more important things, so it's a nice one to kind of wrap up with, and that is the perennial threat of scams. And, you know, I obviously it's pretty well established that, you know, seniors are targeted for scams, number one, because they do tend to have the money. Number two, they are in a time of their life when they may be more susceptible for a variety of reasons. So money and susceptibility conspire to create a scenario where the scam artists just, they can't help themselves. They could, but it's very attractive to them to go after the seniors.
Yeah, and in fact, it's becoming so prevalent that it's become called the crime of the 21st century.
Mm.
And so not only do all seniors have access to some money, you know, even lower income seniors who only have access to Social Security still have money coming in on a monthly basis. Also, many of these crimes go unreported. So these criminals see it as a low-risk crime. They see it as an easy target. And so what NCOA is working to do is to make sure that people know what to look for, know how to protect their income and assets to make sure to keep these criminals at bay.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Keep them at bay. Grab a chair, grab a whip, fight them off. You know, this is kind of repetitive in my own personal comment about scams, Maggie, but, you know, I think that the biggest things is just, you know, somebody calls, you don't talk to them. Somebody sends something in the mail, you know, ask somebody else about it. But, you know, the calls that come in that people get, and I understand sometimes people just want to talk to somebody. You know, we all love attention. It's the human condition. We love attention, but you have to be so careful. And I get a call, somebody wanting something, they want a charity, they want, you know, donation, or it's whatever it is. Always I say, well, send it to me in the mail. And if they can't, then I say, well, I'm sorry. I don't do anything over the phone. And so people need to be that guarded and that rigid and just not open themselves up to being taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's a great tip, because any reputable business or nonprofit will be able to provide you that information to verify who they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'll be happy to read whatever you've got, and then I'll call you, or I have you. You can wait a moment for my donation. You don't have to have it right over the phone, and they always try to commit you to a certain amount and all that shit. And if you're just not comfortable, just hang up and be done.
Right. And in general, you know, a gut check of does it seem too good to be true?
Sure.
You know, and the other piece of advice you offered was just talk to folks about it. Talk
exactly.
to your neighbor, talk to your children and another friend, and, you know, really just take the time to think through these decisions before purchasing anything by phone, and certainly never give out any personal information, a credit card, Social Security number, to anyone who's called you on the phone.
Well put, Maggie. Maggie Flowers, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Director, National Council on Aging, NCOA.org. Maggie, loved having you on, and we'll definitely do this again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.